Welcome back to Mentors Magazine here on this beautiful sunny day, brought to you live from San Diego, California. This is Linda Forsythe and your host every Wednesday, where I interview some of the world's most renowned mentors, millionaires, and celebrity teachers. We put together a dream team of the best out there who will guide you in various methods of living a life with abundance and prosperity. You can listen to or read many of our past interviews on www.mentorsharbor.com. This evening, I'm extremely honored to have as our guest, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. Dr. Marilyn Joyce is a PhD and a registered dietitian with a doctorate degree in psychology and nutrition. With her beginnings in biochemistry and human nutrition, as well as yoga and whole person, mind, body, spirit wellness, Dr. Joyce approaches nutrition and lifestyle practices from both a scientific and a holistic perspective. As the Director of Nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America in the mid-1990s, she helped cancer patients from around the world make positive major shifts in their health through changes in their eating and lifestyle habits. Marilyn is an author, she's an educator, and an internationally renowned speaker. Her books, 5 Minutes to Health, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality, and I Can't Believe It's Tofu are all sellers. Over the past few years, Marilyn has appeared as guest on many radio and television programs, including Lisa, Jenny Jones, Montel Williams, Maury Povich, Doctor to Doctor. And you'll love the fact that all of what she teaches is simple, quick, easy, and fun. And Marilyn doesn't come by her enthusiasm for nutrition and healthy living through training or just inclination. She is also a cancer survivor herself. Even though I could go over many more of her achievements, I want to get straight to what she has to offer, because the main reason I brought her on here today is I want to ask Marilyn how she overcame her cancer and has helped many others with formidable health problems become filled with health and vitality. Well, welcome, Marilyn, to this month's Mentoring with the Masters and your Mentors Magazine cover story interview. How are you doing?
I am fabulous and getting better every day.
Every day in every way, right?
Right on.
Well, I love your energy and everything that you do and how you bring people through some very difficult circumstances. And I think these things that you teach people was not something exactly easily won by you. You really had to learn through the proverbial school of hard knocks. Why don't you tell me how you got to what possessed you to become a doctor of nutrition?
Great question, Linda. You know, it's interesting because I would never have believed when I was a kid that this is the direction I would have taken. But, you know, life takes its turns, and we go through many experiences in our lives that direct the show kind of direction or kind of flow. And so that's kind of what happened to me. I've always had an interest in health in some form or another, and I was actually the first introduction to anything to do with health was in the late 60s when I was introduced to yoga. So that kind of spurred me on and directed the next step of my journey, which was to take me to India, where I studied yoga for a year and a half in India itself, the home of yoga. And then from there, it was just one step after another. My mother was very ill when I was a child with a mental illness, and I was searching for the cure for that because I wanted a relationship with my mother. So that prompted the next steps of my journey, which was to then go back to school and get my degrees in nutrition and human nutrition and biochemistry. And then from there, I realized as the years went by that I wasn't really reaching my clients or my mother or anyone with just nutrition alone. I needed to get deeper into what was going on for people within themselves that prompted them to make the choices and decisions they made, which then led me on to getting a master's and a PhD in psychology and nutrition. So that was basically it in a nutshell. You know, it was a journey. And, you know, during that journey, of course, as you know, I was diagnosed with cancer in the mid-1980s. And that was a huge shifter as to the types of or the directions that I went into and the types of things I dealt with in my practice, predominantly being cancer and other degenerative illnesses. And that was, I guess that's it in a nutshell.
Well, I do want to kind of center a little bit more on what you went through. And thank you for explaining your history a little bit in that degree. From what I understand, you were diagnosed with two types of cancer, melanoma and also stage four, was it uterine cancer?
Yes, you got that right. Mm-hmm.
And I believe you were 32 years old, or maybe it was a little bit older when this
35.
Happened. 35. Please tell me, or actually tell my audience, because I know this story, about what happened to you, how many times you overcame this. Just tell us the whole story of that particular scenario.
Sure, Linda, I'd love to share that because I think it might inspire some people never to give up. In 1985, I was kind of at the top of my game. I was very successful as an administrative dietitian. I was doing policy and procedure manuals. I have to say right here, though, and right now, that I absolutely hated my job. It was not the type of work I feel that I'm cut out for. I love to be with people. I love to inspire people. That's kind of what I'm all about, is inspiration. And in the job I had, I was just strictly in a little office training people and creating these policy and procedure manuals, which, you know, after you've done one, it's pretty much the same old, and I'm a variety monger, so I was getting no variety in my life at all. Anyway, long and short of it was that I had that going on, but I was asked to speak at one of my major dietetic conventions, and you know, that was probably the first time I really looked in the mirror and I saw this spot on my face. And, you know, it was purple and shiny and crusty and so on. Actually, the colors would have been perfect as a dress for me because those are my colors, but on my face, it was not a pretty sight. So I went to the doctor and was diagnosed with melanoma. And at that particular point in time, you could have knocked me over with a feather because I didn't, you know, I was only 35. How could I possibly have something like this going on? So anyway, out of hospital for a week, and just shortly after that, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer stage four. Now, that does run in my family, or it did run in my family. Two of my great aunts had been diagnosed with the same cancer, but they were more than double my age. So this was, you know, just like a death sentence to me based on what I'd experienced with my great aunts. So that was the journey there, and that was the very beginning of it. Now, during that time, as I said, I was doing a job I hated. I had two teenage kids, and anybody who's had teenage kids knows that that in itself can be very challenging. And, you know, I was just not living a life of fulfillment at all. And so, you know, flip forward 4.5 years later, I was in a wheelchair, 88 pounds, given a week and a half to 2 weeks to live. I had not eaten any solid food for months. I was simply sucking on ice chips. And that was the state at which I began my journey back to wellness. And it was kind of like a miracle weekend. In one weekend, I had the occurrence of being dragged off to a home show in that wheelchair and met Jim, the Vitamix man, and he created an ice chip form of cantaloupe. It was like a cantaloupe slush, basically, and it was the first thing I had held down in months that had actual nutrition involved in it, you know, included in it. So it wasn't just strictly ice chips. It had food in it, in a form that I could ingest. So that was the beginning of actually getting some food in. And then the next day, I was taken to an event with Dr. Bernie Siegel, and that was another part of that miracle weekend where Dr. Siegel came up to me and asked me, you know, what was going on for me. So I explained my situation, and he asked me if I saw cancer as my friend. And, of course, you know, my response was, not a chance at all. And he said, do you see it as your enemy? And I thought, yes, absolutely. To me, cancer was my enemy. And he said, well, I challenge you to take another look at this and think about cancer as your teacher. Now, that was a very unique approach to take. And I actually take that approach with my clients as well, with any illness that they have, whether it's cancer or any other degenerative illness. But what happened was when he asked me that question, he said to me, if you look at teachers, now, what do you do with a teacher? You learn what you have to learn from the teacher, and then you move on. right? We never have the same teacher in kindergarten that we, or pardon me, in college that we had in kindergarten. So it is a fact that when you learn your lesson, you can move on. For me, what was my lesson? Well, I looked at my life, and my life was pretty dull. I found that I had two things that I absolutely was lacking, and one of those was fun in my life, and the other one was a gratitude for life. And if you don't have a gratitude for life, you're not going to survive. So Dr. Siegel suggested that I start writing a gratitude journal. Now, at first, I have to tell you, this was way out of my comfort zone. I mean, gratitude journal, I didn't feel like I had anything to be grateful for. And he said, I want you to just sit down and write 5 gratitudes a day. Of course, I was already sitting down, so that was not an issue. But he said, I want you to, you know, write 5 gratitudes. And if it's the same gratitude 5 times, that's okay. But just make sure you do 5 gratitudes every day. And the very first day, I remember looking out on a dull winter day in Canada. And if anybody's ever been up in Canada, in Toronto, Canada, in the middle of winter, they know what I'm talking about. It never seems anything other than dull, overcast, and dreary. And I looked out the window, and it was almost like a prayer. And I said, if there is anything for me to be grateful for, please give me a sign. And it was not more than a couple of minutes later, the sun broke through the clouds, and it was very, very brief, but it was, to me, a sign from somewhere else. Something major was occurring here. And at that moment, I wrote in my journal, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. 5 times. Now, the great news is that 30 days later, I wrote 137 gratitudes, and they were all different. So my belief is that, you know, as Dr. Siegel said, what you focus on expands. And I was focusing on gratitude, and now, 21 years later, I'm still here. So I am really grateful for being alive, healthy, and working with people and inspiring others to make the changes that they can make. Because it's not over till it's over. As an older woman said to me once, it ain't over till it's over, honey. And, you know,
well,
I'm
you
here
weren't
to say
just,
that.
Well, you weren't just here, Marilyn. I was just at your 60th birthday party. And you are incredible. I mean, you don't, anybody who has seen Marilyn will know what I'm talking about. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, looking at this woman, she looks like she's 30. I kid you not. She has such an incredible youth, vigor, aura, persona about her. I mean, she hikes. She's constantly going. Her energy is endless. She's just happy all the time. She is just thriving is the best way I can put it, which brings me to some more questions that I have for you, because people want what you've got. And the thing is, they do have what you have. You help them to realize to bring that out. So my first question to you is, do you feel mind, body, and spirit is very important together to be in balance to start towards that journey of energy?
Absolutely, Linda. From my perspective, you can't focus on one aspect and expect everything else to fall into place. You have got to be focused on a balance throughout all areas of your life so that you're focused on the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual aspects of yourself. So yes, absolutely, mind, body, spirit is everything that I focus on with my clients. It just wouldn't work otherwise. And it's what I focus on in my own life as well.
Well, having to say that, I mean, let's go over each aspect of things. And you know what? The best way to do this is because of this new book that you are putting out. And I'm sorry, it just makes me smile every time I hear the title of it, but I love it. From what I understand, your new book is called Ignite Your Inner G-Spot. Is that correct?
You got it, girl.
Now, that play in words is very, very interesting, and I do know it covers all aspects of mind, body, spirit, nutrition, everything that you need to do to have that energy to realize and or find your G-spot.
Absolutely. I mean, what do we think of when we think of G-spot, right? We think of ecstasy, bliss, energy, unlimited energy at that. So, you know, what I was looking at, and I will admit the title, Ignite Your Inner G-Spot, is very provocative. And, there's a reason behind that. I want people to understand that, you know, unless you have unlimited energy that's created by the things that you do in your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you will not enjoy any aspect of your life, not even the bedroom. So it's really critical to create that balance in your life so that you can ignite the spark that's already within you. We all have it within us, but we need to ignite it through the different things we do that will energize our bodies, keep us healthy, and energize our spirits and our souls, because it is all about what are you thinking, how are you feeling, what are you believing about life and yourself. We all have struggles. We all have life to deal with, for sure. But it's not what happens to you, it's how you relate to what happens to you. And that's a critical aspect of, if you're healthy, you're going to relate better to everything in your life, no matter what it is.
Well, that's very true. And what's even more interesting is the words, or the letters to the words, each stand for something. And so for the majority of the rest of this call, I'd like you to go over what you teach in your book. And everybody listening really needs to have a pen and paper handy, because what she's going to tell you here is going to be life transforming for you. Okay, Marilyn, go for it.
Okay. Now, the first letter is I of energy. And that letter stands for the word intuition. When I work with start off with my own life. In my own life, I always attempt to take the time out to go within, to ask my inner self if a certain step, direction, or task is something that I should be doing at that particular point in time. Your intuition will guide you without fail at all times if you allow it to. So it's really important to get in touch with your inner self, your inner guidance. And one of the best ways to do that is really to just take the time out when things are, you know, challenging, or you're faced with a decision. Just stop everything, be still, and ask yourself, what is the next step? What step should I be taking now, or what step should I be taking now? Which way should I go? And if you then just be still with that, you've set the intention through another great word for the I letter, but you've set the intention to get the steps, your intuition will then guide you as to what the next steps will be. Very critical.
Well, that's, a lot of people need to start paying attention to what is being said from deep within inside of them, because sometimes that inner knowing, which is another I, is extremely important to help guide you if you just take the time to listen. Well, the next letter, I believe, is the letter N for inner. So what does that stand for?
N is for navel breathing, N-A-V-E-L, navel breathing. And what we usually teach people is, first of all, you have to exhale all of your breath so that you're getting everything out of you, all the air out of you, so that you can more fully inhale. Now, in our culture, we're basically shallow breathers. We do not breathe beyond the upper chest, just below the throat. And that is why most of us have no energy. If you don't breathe, you're not going to get the oxygen you require for all of the bodily functions. You need oxygen and water as your first two primary ingredients for a healthy body. And it starts with breathing. You cannot live without air for more than a few seconds to a minute. So you definitely have to get that oxygen into your system. The deeper you breathe, the more energy you can create to overcome an energy deficit, to prevent a degenerative illness such as cancer, because it does not thrive well in an aerobic environment where there's oxygen. So why navel breathing? Because when we focus on the breath and we focus on our abdomen expanding and contracting, we're actually breathing more deeply than if we weren't breathing into the abdomen. You're really breathing into the fullness of your chest But the key thing is if you're focused on the abdomen rising and falling, and we often have people place their hands on their abdomen so that they're feeling the abdomen as it increases or rises and as it drops or the air is released. So it's very important to learn how to do deep navel breathing in order to enhance your oxygen uptake so that you can more adequately, your body can more adequately function with all of its metabolic processes in a proper order.
Yeah, that's fascinating because even you just mentioning about noticing your navel breathing, it just made me focus on my breath. And you're right, I'm a very shallow breather. So
yes, and that's
take
our
deep
culture.
Breaths.
Yep. Exactly. It's really
you're
learning
right.
to get in touch with your breath.
And that is so important. Okay, now we're breathing good and we're listening to our intuition and our inner self. And what is the next letter? N. What does that stand for?
That is nutrition excellence daily, not weekly, not monthly, and not January 1st. You know, it's like everybody starts a new diet on January 1st, and then it lasts a day or two if we're lucky. So it's really about nutrition excellence daily, looking at what you're putting into your body and focusing on putting healthy, whole foods into your body. That's the key. I mean, I always talk to my clients about, you know, the number one fast food, and it isn't McDonald's burgers or any other burgers. It's fruits and vegetables. You go to the store, you buy them, you bring them home, you wash them, and you eat them. There's nothing faster. Instead of going through that lineup and sitting in a long line to get your fast food that takes you half an hour to an hour to get on a busy night at one of those drive-thrus, you'd be better off to drive to the grocery store and buy some fresh produce, come home, wash it, and eat it. Fast food.
You know, that's true. It's funny how we've changed our way of thinking to thinking fast food drive-thrus are the way to go, but it is better just to do what you're talking about. I love that. Well,
exactly.
Let's talk a little bit more about nutrition because I'm sorry, you know, sometimes when we think of nutrition, it isn't exactly something that is intriguing to most people. I heard you talk about some fabulous, fascinating recipes about doing certain things, or did you want to talk about that a little bit later?
No, we can do that right now, Linda. I think that's a great idea. Well, you know, one of the things that I tell people is, you know, what's faster to make than a smoothie? If you've got a really good high-powered blender or, in my case, I have a Vitamix machine, which, you know, is like what I ended up taking home that day 21 years ago, and it's like a two-horsepower lawnmower for food. But what I love about a really good blender or Vitamix is that you can create raw food smoothies that will boost your energy because they're loaded with, say, if you're making a fruit one, you can take fresh fruit, some frozen fruit, like frozen berries when they're, you know, not in season. It's a good idea to still get those berries because they're loaded with antioxidants. Throw them into your smoothie. You can even take a little bit of spinach or celery or, you know, something else that's really healthy in the vegetable department. Throw that in. You're not even going to know it's there. And you've got a great high-powered smoothie. Now, if you want to boost it up with some soy milk or some tofu or some rice milk, by all means, go ahead and do that. Or almond milk, you know, for the extra calcium. So you've got a great smoothie that's got predominantly raw foods in it, maybe a little processed food in the form of the tofu or the bean drink, whatever it might be, or the almond milk. You've got that. And that will boost your energy amazingly. Quick to make, easy to ingest. It's all broken down and ready to be absorbed by your body. So that's one of the things I recommend. Another thing that I talk to my clients a lot about is vegetables are great. A lot of people want to put something on top of them. So what do? They go out and buy what I call death in a bottle. If you buy a salad dressing in a grocery store and you can put it on your shelf for a year or 2 years or 3 years without it going bad, that to me is not healthy no matter what the ingredients are that are in it. You can make whole food, raw vegetable-based and raw ingredient-based dressings with fresh garlic, fresh onions, especially the red onions, fresh ginger, and all, you know, fresh organic lemons and limes and all those kinds of things. You can make phenomenal fresh food dressings that you can use as dips and dressings with your vegetables. And you could do the same thing with fruits, but, you know, I'm thinking in terms of so many people have a challenge getting the vegetables in because they don't know how to dress them up. That's one of the ways you can do it, and there will be all those kinds of things involved in my book. And they're all, I already have lots of those kinds of things in my Instant Energy book and my I Can't Believe It's Tofu book. And I did want to address something that I, you know, people often say to me, how did I come up with the title, I Can't Believe It's Tofu? And I wanted to share a little story. You know, I have a lot of friends and that say they'll never eat tofu. And I had one guy friend in particular who said, you'll never get me to eat tofu. So I invited him to a big gathering that I prepared the food for years ago for a major celebrity. And so I had a lot, he's vegan, vegetarian individual. And so everything at this party, this celebration, this dinner was vegan based, you know, plant food based. And I made a lot of things with tofu. So I was allowed to invite some guests. I invited this friend to come. He came to this gathering, and he went around and started eating all the different foods. And he said to me, Marilyn, if I'd known you were such a good cook, I'd have married you a long time ago. And so we laughed about that. And then he asked me what the ingredients were. And I said, well, tofu. And he looked at me in shock. He said, I can't believe it's tofu. So that was how that book got its name, because truly, when I prepare foods, people don't know that they're getting healthy foods. They may think that cream soup is based on, you know, the same things that everybody else uses, like white flour and lard or butter or margarine or something. I don't use any of those ingredients. Never. What I use is tofu, but there is a caveat. If you're going to get tofu or soybean products, you want to make sure they're GMO-free, genetically modified organism-free, and organic. That would be the most important things to look for, because so many of our major cash crops are genetically modified, and we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. So I always say to people, make sure that you look for the GMO-free, organic-based tofu or soy milk or whatever, so that you're getting really top-of-the-line ingredients in your diet.
Well, it's fascinating. It seems to me that you said that you also shouldn't heat foods up past a certain point. Why is that?
That's a great question, Linda. I am a real advocate for trying to get as much raw food as possible in, because in raw food, inherently, raw plant food, there are enzymes. So you're getting a lot of those wonderful, healthy enzymes that activate or instigate every metabolic function in your body. Now, we do produce enzymes in our body, but we need them from food as well. The more that you can get from natural, healthy, whole food, the better off for your body, because it allows your body to focus on the activities it needs to do in order for you to have energy. And, you know, those enzymes will also help to carry the nutrients through your body, get them to where they have to go, get them into the cells, get your cells bathed in nutrients, get the ingredients into your, the nutrients into your cells, so that your cells can begin to create in the mitochondria, which is like the little energy factory in every cell in our body, the trillions of cells we have. They all have this little mitochondria or energy factory that produces coenzyme Q10, takes all the nutrients from your food and other enzymes, and creates energy so that all of those metabolic functions can be done efficiently and effectively, and you then are bursting with energy that most people long for and don't have. You also need water, though. So.
Well, water is very, very, very important, and I'm sure you're going to talk about that in a few more minutes. But all these things that you're talking about, there's multiple recipes and suggestions in your book, correct?
Yes, there are. And in all books, there are. Excuse me. But, of course, in the Ignite Your Energy spot, we definitely want to make sure that people have fast, easy tools. Everything in the book will be fast, easy, quick tools that anybody can use anywhere, anytime. That's what I focus on. I'm basically the person who educates, inspires, and assists people to self-actualize their highest level of health, body, mind, and spirit, by utilizing quick and easy 5-minute strategies. So that's the focus of everything that will be in the book, is quick, easy 5-minute strategies.
Well, that is so important, because when you make it simple, then people are far more probably capable of moving forward and doing it. They can do it. They know they can. So the next letter in Ignite Your Energy spot is E. So what does E stand for?
E is for exercise for cellular rejuvenation. Exercise is great, but you need to be rejuvenating all of your cells at the same time and as you're exercising. Now, I will say here, here's a caveat. What's the best exercise for you? Obviously, the exercise you'll do. So I think it's really key for us to remember that, you know, exercise, any exercise is better than no exercise. But if you're going to try to really rejuvenate your cells, you want to incorporate things into your life that will achieve that. And one of the best exercises out there for achieving that is what we call the rebounder or the mini trampoline. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting George Nissen, who was the inventor of the trampoline, the large trampoline, and he actually did create a smaller one called the Health Bounce Light. But, you know, the point that I'm getting at is that he really got that this is something that was critical for us, was this rebounding. So a lot of research has been done since his invention first came to be. And so we now know that the mini trampoline is one of the best forms of exercise for enhancing the body's ability to cleanse or detox the lymphatic system. You know, with our cardiovascular system, we have the heart, which is the pump for the cardiovascular system. With our respiratory system, we have the lungs, which act as the pump for the respiratory system. But for your lymphatic system, you're the pump. You're it. And the only way to detox it is through this movement that you do on a mini trampoline, this easy movement. And a mini trampoline is really excellent for people as they're getting older, because jumping rope will detox your lymphatic system as well. But the problem with jumping rope, as we know, as we get older, is that it's very hard on your hip joints, your knees, and your ankles. So with the mini trampoline, it's a very gentle anti-gravitational bounce that you're doing compared to the hard thumping on the ground or the concrete of doing the jumping of the rope. And I know a lot of people ask about swimming. Is swimming good? Swimming is excellent for detoxing the lymphatic system as well. It's also very good for people as they get older for pool exercises and so on. But there's a caveat here as well. You need to make sure that you avoid chlorinated pools, because our skin is 80% porosity, which means it absorbs this terrible toxin called chlorine. And we get chlorine in everything in our lives these days. You know, our water is chlorinated. We have chlorine in so many of our products that we buy off the grocery store shelves or the supermarket shelves. And so what is the problem with it? It's the number one cancer-causing agent on the planet. So whatever you can do to avoid it, you should. So what I recommend people do is, if you have the pool at home, then make it a potassium or salt-based system, or magnet-based, or any combination of those, rather than the chlorine-based. And if you go out to a pool out in the public, then don't do it as often, or find pools that are salt or potassium-based versus the chlorine-based.
Wow, I'm speechless, because I never really thought about swimming in a chlorinated pool, and it seems, at least as far as I'm aware, that's all there is out there. Where does one even begin to find a potassium-based or salt-based pool? What is it, like swimming in salt water?
Yeah, somewhat like that, for sure. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, definitely you'll want to, you know, rinse off after you've been in a salt or potassium-based pool, but you definitely have to rinse off after you've been in a chlorine-based pool as well. Salt is by far better for your body than chlorine. So, you know, people have been swimming in oceans forever, and it hasn't done them any harm, although I will admit our oceans are pretty polluted these days compared to what they used to be. But you can Google online to find where in your area these types of pools or systems are available. I mean, even for my whole house filter system, I Googled and searched for something that was potassium-based, and that's what I have at home, is the potassium-based water filtration system. So it's much healthier than, and it helps to remove the chlorine in the water and other chemicals that are not so healthy, as well as, you know, some of the bacteria that's not so healthy as well. But there are, the best way to find out is basically to Google. Almost anything that we need can be found online at this point in time. I had hoped to be able to research this, but I have not as yet had time to do that. So in the future, I will definitely address this issue for people in my special myth-busting reports that I put out. So, you know, there will be a time when I'll put that out.
Well, excellent. And I'm sure, you know, what you have in your own individual geographical area is going to be specific, that you almost would have to Google it. But
yes,
going on then to the next letter, which is the letter R for inner. What does the letter R stand for?
Absolutely stands for rest, relax, rejuvenate, and I always also add on meditate, because it kind of goes together. But it's rest, relax, rejuvenate. If you don't take time out now, I can guarantee you'll be forced to take time out later. Better to take 5 minutes out now every so often than to have to take 5 years out like I did. So, you know, what I'm always encouraging my clients to do is to really look at how to incorporate relaxation and rejuvenation into their lives on a daily basis. And I'll tell you something, Linda, it's one of the hardest things for people to do. I can go over their diet with them, they make the changes. I'll go over exercise, they make the changes. I go over breathing, they start to make some changes there as well. But when I talk about taking time out and doing absolutely nothing, as Ram Dass said in the title of his book years ago, and the book was fabulous, by the way, it was Remember, Be Here Now. Be in the moment. And Eckhart Tolle, Be in the Now. You know, that's one of my favorite present day books. But the key is that if you are in the moment, you are here now, you are focused only on your breath. And if you can't get your mind to be still, that's one way to do it, is to do the breathing techniques that I have included in Ignite Your Energy Spot. You take those breathing techniques and focus on your breath. Focus on the breath count for breathing in, holding, and releasing. If that's the only way that you can release your mind of any other thoughts, then by all means do it. But it is really about creating that space where there's nothing else going on. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time. 5 minutes of being still will completely shift your consciousness from where you were that was not happy, satisfactory, or content to a different place where you are more content, more satisfied, more fully rested and relaxed and rejuvenated, so that you can then embrace and move forward with whatever it is that you need to tackle or deal with. I mean, I just went through that before the call today because, you know, we all have things in our lives, but the 5 minutes I took out to just be still completely regrouped my consciousness so that I could sit down and be fully present in the next step of my life. When you're present for 5 minutes, it's amazing how it creates presence in everything else that you do afterwards.
It really does make a difference. I know what you were talking about earlier today. You were considering homicide with your computer. And
yes.
And, you know, I think all of us can relate to that. But I remember what you said, and you took time, and you rejuvenated, and then you were just ready to rock and roll for this call. So it's really impressive on how you can, and what you can just kind of shift the vibrational energy of what you're putting out there just by just taking time to be still. It
Absolutely.
Really is amazing. Okay, that next letter, Marilyn, let's talk about the letter G.
This is such a powerful word for me, and it's gratitude, attitude. It has been such a key part of my life for the last 21 years. And I you know, what I recommend to people is that they get a gratitude journal that's specifically for writing down gratitudes. And I'm a real believer. Don't just think it, ink it. When you write it down, people will constantly say to me, but I think about it. I go through it in my head. Great. But when you actually write it down, one, you've got it there to look at, to remind you of the things you've got to be grateful for. And secondly, just by writing it down, there's something about the trigger of writing it down that really embeds it in your consciousness, the various things that you're grateful for. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, what you focus on expands. When you focus on gratitude, you'll see that there's more things in your life to be grateful for. When you focus on anger or frustration or resentment, what do you get more of? The same thing, anger, resentment, etc., things that you don't want in your life. So the key is to focus on the things you're grateful for and watch them expand in your life and know that they will do that. I have had days where I have not done my gratitude journal and they have not ended on a really great note. The minute that I took out my gratitude journal and started to write in it, I started to feel released, relieved, and the flow began to occur again in my life. It got rid of the stress of whatever was going on in my life by just being grateful for the wonderful things in my life. And you know, people say, well, I don't know what I'm grateful for. Be grateful you have eyes to see with if you're not blind. Be grateful you have legs to walk with. Be grateful you have two arms with two hands to do things with. Many people don't have the eyes. They don't have the legs, and they don't have the hands. I think of that fellow, Nick Jurek, I can't remember his last name now, from Australia. He has no arms and no legs, and he is amazing what he has done in inspiring the audiences, especially young people, to appreciate what they have in their lives. So I really believe that you've got to be grateful for everything that's in your life, whatever it is, and you will experience more of that in your life. And if you can't, if you've got a gratitude journal in your office, but you forgot to take it through to your bedroom or you left it at your office and your office isn't in your home, then have a gratitude journal at home and at your office. I do. I have my office in my home, but I still have two gratitude journals going at any given time.
And you know, gratitude is so important because it's amazing what you draw to you when you're in a state of gratitude. You find more things to be grateful for. They just seem
Absolutely.
To just come to you. And no matter what your situation, there is always, always, always something to be grateful for, even though you may not think so at the moment. Taking the time to look at it just is so important, which tells me that you are spot on to talk about the next word and the next letter in that word. So when we come to the word spot, what does the word or letter S mean?
The letter S stands for spiritual connection. And, you know, I am really blessed because I was born in the old country. I'm a Scots lass from a place called Ochtermochty in the Kingdom of Fife. And my grandfolks were both long-living folks to 97 years of age. So
wow.
I come by this connection to spirit very naturally. Both my grandparents on my mother's side were very, very spiritual in their approach to life. They were grateful for every good thing that happened and expressed it continually. They were also very connected to everything around them. My grandfather, he had a green thumb. You know, anything he touched grew. So it could be like a dead tree by our view. You know, we'd look at it and it would look dead. He would bring it to life. And when I said to him, what is it that has, you know, how did this happen? He would talk about the angels and the fairies. Now, you know, most people thought he was a little bit off base. But you know something, as I've gotten older, I have to say that I feel a connection to something much greater beyond myself. And I really believe that everything is energy and that we're all connected. All of us are one. You know, it's like the roots of all the trees around the earth are supposedly connected. I believe that humanity is that as well, that everything, humans, trees, you know, all living things are connected on some level, and I call that the energy frequency, which is what basically my grandparents taught me. So when you connect to that spiritual energy, that connection to spirit and a continual flow of energy out there, things begin to flow for you more easily as well. Any stress that you have can be alleviated because what you're doing is you're going, when you believe that there is, and it, you know, it is all belief, of course, but when you believe that there's a connection of all things as one, then what happens is, you don't hurt people as you would otherwise hurt them. You're conscientious about everything you do, say, and be, so that you're continually flowing love. And you know what, you know that song, Love Makes the World Go Round, or, you know, All We Need Is Love, or whatever. I think that was a Beatles song, wasn't it? But, you know, we really do need that. We need to be conscious of everything we do, and that's that spiritual connection in our lives.
You know, as a former nurse, Marilyn, I had seen for many years when I worked in the hospital that the power of prayer is truly something that is a formidable force that will reconcile with disease. Taking
Absolutely.
The time to bring yourself to a place of peace, and whatever your spiritual worship is, as long as it's love-based, taking the time to really get into touch with that is so important. So thank you for bringing that up as a part of it.
Absolutely, Linda. I completely agree with you on that. I think that, you know, we all know from you know, the various books that have been written, that in cultures where they actually pray together or meditate together, they've created amazing outcomes, you know, where someone may have been very ill, even potentially dying, and through prayer and meditation, they've been able to regenerate that person's energetic flow so that they don't end up leaving the planet so early. So, yeah, definitely. You know, the longest-living cultures in the world, the cultures that live over 100 years of age, centenarians we call them, they all have some sort of spiritual connection or worship or belief in their philosophy. So,
well, it's absolutely right on target and has been for a very long time. So it's something to, if anything, just to bring yourself to a place of peace and understand that you are not alone and become connected. It makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
Which brings us to our next letter, the letter P.
Yes, and that is something I talk to my clients about all the time. It's pathways to choice, and basically, or to choices. Basically, you know, there are 1,000 pathways to the top of the same mountain, but the view from the top is the same, basically. So what I talk to my clients about is it's not so much about where you're going, it's about the pathways that you choose to go on. And they have to be in alignment with your inner needs. That's why you need to go into your intuition and check with your intuition for what choices you're going to make, what pathways you're going to go on to get to where you need to go or to where you want to go. So it's always, everything is about the pathways that you choose to go on in order to get where you're going.
And you talk all about that in your book and exact
yes.
suggestions on what to do, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, going on to the next letter, the O, what does the O stand for?
I love this letter. It's, I refer to this as orgasmic ecstasy and passion. And,
okay.
You know, and why would I bring such a word into this whole process? The whole point is that if we are going to really truly embrace and enjoy life, we have to come from that passionate expression of life. And one of the things I love about the word orgasmic is women in overall, I'll just go with that, women overall are very expressive about things compared to probably men. Men often don't express as vocally and verbally as we do, we women do, something that we feel is orgasmic. I mean, think about that 7-layer chocolate cake. What's the word that comes to mind when you're digging your forks into it? It's, oh my God, this is orgasmic, you know. We use that word a lot. And in fact, I just watched the movie, It's Complicated, and with Meryl Streep. And, you know, it was watching the women's expression. They were so open about every aspect of their lives. And I think that really, one, is what we want to do in our lives. We want to be open and expressive. So the O could definitely be open as well. But I think being openly expressive and passionate about everything in our lives, coming from that position of experiencing everything on an orgasmic level, just think how much more wonderful and meaningful and joyful your life would be if you were always looking at things from that perspective. You know, you're not coming from a victim. You're coming from a victim. Sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just
going
to say, I think joyful is the key here. I mean, just listening to you talk, it's joyful, everything that you're talking about.
Exactly. That's what life is about, is experiencing the joy within you, igniting that joy, that orgasmic experience or expression, so that everything you do in your life, you're coming from that place. You know, what I was saying was, why come from life as a victim when you can come from life as a victor? So Don't be the victim, be the victor in your own life. And you can only do that if you're constantly coming from a place of joy. Now, does that mean every minute of every day you're going to feel joyful? No, that wouldn't be realistic. You know, life is full of its ups and downs. How quickly can you move from the victim part in your life to the victor? And that will depend on how much joy you have within you, how much joy you have created within you. And then you can just ignite that orgasmic pleasure at any moment. And if you've taken care of...
That is so true, Marilyn.
Yeah.
And, you know, just moving forward with that passion is very important. Which brings us to our last letter, which is the letter P.
Yes. Timing is everything. We hear it all the time, but it is a fact that there is a time for everything. It is the key. And when you can come from that understanding, you will not become so frustrated and stressed out about things because you'll understand that it's all about going with the flow of what is happening in the moment, being totally centered on if it doesn't flow, it doesn't go. But as one very old woman said to me many years ago, and she was close to 100 years of age and had survived cancer for 30 years, you know, was cancer-free for 30 years. And she said, if it doesn't flow, it doesn't go. But remember, there are rapids. So, you know, the thing is to remember that, yes, you go with the flow, and if it doesn't flow, it doesn't. You don't go. But remember that from time to time, the rapids may come along, and you may have to go a lot faster, and it may seem a lot more dangerous or less in control. But if you're coming from the position of understanding that timing is everything, you'll also understand that everything in its time will come to you as you are ready for it. And, you know, it's like you hear that expression, when you're ready, the teacher will appear. And I think that's what life is about. When you're ready, whatever it is that you are wanting or desiring or needing will come to you as you are ready for it. So it's all about timing in every aspect of your life.
Oh, wow, Marilyn, that is so powerful. And everything that you have said is extremely powerful. Well, where can we go to get a hold of you? Because I know there's going to be people that have so many questions and learn quite a bit more from you. Where do they go to find out more about Dr. Marilyn Joyce and Ignite Your Energy Spot and all the other wonderful books that you have? Let's talk about that because we have about 5 minutes left.
Okay. I would love to, Linda. Thank you so much. First of all, I would like to invite people to visit igniteyourenergy.com. So that is, you know, just as it sounds, igniteyourenergy.com is one of the first places to go, and we will have information about the book there. Also, they can visit MarilynJoyce.com, and they can get a free myth-busting report there, as well as all of the other materials and books, et cetera, that I have, and programs that I have are there as well. So that's MarilynJoyce.com. And I'd love to have people come and visit me at on my Facebook pages. The one is full now, so it would be facebook.com, facebook.com/Dr. Marilyn Joyce. That's Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And they can come follow me on Twitter, and we can do some stuff there as well, and that would be twitter.com/vitalitydoctor, VitalityDoctor, Vitality Doctor. So those would be some ways that they could reach me and also or visit with me. And my email address is info@MarilynJoyce.com. I like to keep everything pretty simple, so it's just info@MarilynJoyce.com. So those would be the easiest ways to reach me, and definitely come say hi on Facebook. Come, you know, follow me on Twitter and say hi there as well, and let's be friends. Let's really... you know, ignite our inner G-spot and be ready for the world filled with passion.
Oh, I love you, Marilyn. I have known you for years now, and I've been fascinated by how you have just exploded and how people just respond to you and love to listen to you. And the words of wisdom that you give are so profound, but yet they're easily implemented. And that is something that we all need to start working on a little bit more, I think, to help bring out that energy in us to be able to move forward and enjoy life and be what we can be.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Thank you, Marilyn, for taking time out for your very busy day and inspiring me. And I would like to say good evening to our readers and our listeners by ending with the Mentors Magazine motto, move forward with boldness in your life, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Good night, everybody.